I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. A decision by the U.S. Supreme Court last week effectively limits the amount of health care claims information a state can gather, but one Connecticut official says the decision may not be the blow that many people think. Every time you go to the doctor, that generates a claim with your insurance provider, and those claims are full of an incredible amount of information. For years, health policy folks have wanted to take that information and put it into a database by state, and the point was clear: to learn more about how much healthcare costs. The database wouldn't include identifying information, but it would include almost everything else.
A lot of people don't see that at certain locations, an MRI may cost $400, and at a different location, it may cost $5,000.
That's Jim Wadley, the head of Access Health CT. That's the state's health insurance marketplace under the Affordable Care Act. His team is developing Connecticut's database.
The purpose here really is to give that transparency and ultimately allow consumers to see the cost of healthcare and even influence healthcare rates with carriers and the such.
But last week, the U.S. Supreme Court said states can't compel companies that self-insure to provide their data. So in Connecticut, Wadley says that means the state's database won't have the data for roughly 20% of its residents. Lots of healthcare watchers lamented the decision, but Wadley is still optimistic.
This isn't necessarily a bad thing. Once we show the value of the data, then the employers will see that it's going to be helpful for them as they look to price out what it costs to employ their insure their employees.
Wadley says he's hoping a new state website with all of the data it does have will be ready for residents, employers, and insurers to sort through by summertime. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.